this is not like that. So.
I can go anytime you like.
We're just enjoying it.
Cool.
We're here this morning.
So much conversation during the break. I think everyone's trying to decide, all right, which one of those points are we going to wrap up with?
Caryopsis.
Yeah, there you go. Caryopsis.
Corn is a fruit.
That's what you can learn here at Rosie on the House. The director brought us in a clarification of corn.
Right. We talked about corn a few months ago.
Yes, we did.
And before I came, I decided I'd do some of my background checking, and I came up with this caryopsis. Corn is a fruit.
Corn as well as wheat. Is a fruit. Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Caryposis, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty close.
Look at that,
yep.
Man.
Yep. Well, whatever it is, I like it grilled in a black cast iron skillet with butter, onions, and... bell peppers.
A little mock shoe.
That's my favorite way to have corn.
I have not right eaten over. Breakfast. That's
Can
how
I
I'm
now change the subject back to roofs? Oh.
Well, Jennifer was talking about unlicensed contractors, and Jeff, with a prior director, I was specifically asked, Rosie, what should we do with unlicensed contractors? And it was a very simple answer, but I don't think they implemented that plan. I said, eviscerate them.
Well, firstly, so that's
y'all haven't implemented that plan yet, have you?
We can be happy that government doesn't eviscerate people that that don't follow the rules, or we'd all be eviscerated. None of us would be here. We'd be in a little pile someplace. Here's the typical thing that the agency is not arbitrary and capricious in the way we act. Our goal is never to kick anybody when they're down because it's easier. If someone needs some help, we'll offer a hand. So that doesn't mean if somebody is an unlicensed entity that that it's just like, oh, that's okay. The deal is look, you're unlicensed, get licensed. You know, you're going to get a civil penalty. You're going to have to pay the civil penalty. Get licensed and get licensed now. I'm not going to go through the whole legal process, but if they don't get licensed, then that's problematic. If you don't pay the civil penalty, that's problematic. So, however, if you're an unlicensed entity and you get to this point where you've crossed the line into the situation where it gets a couple times that this has happened, and then our investigators, we got a couple guys and an attorney that really look at these cases. We package them together, make sure we have all the information. We have the photos, the lineup photos, and all that other stuff, and we send them to a prosecutor. Now, that is either your municipal prosecutor or your county prosecutor or the AG. And those prosecutors will decide whether or not they're going to prosecute that case. The Registrar of Contractors doesn't have that authority. It's an administrative agency.
You package it and pass it on.
Yeah, and we do. And but not every one of them. We're not going to send, you know, a guy painted the side of the neighbor's house and wasn't licensed. We're not sending that to the AG.
Okay.
So, but if it's continual, if it's egregious, if it's something that does that, we put those things together, we send it to your prosecutor. Now, any of those cases doesn't mean that you can't take them as a citizen of the state to some other venue. To some other venue jurisdiction, whether you take it to small claims or whatever. Here's an interesting thing. Arizona Revised Statute 321153. My chief counsel, Joe Satelli, loves that statute. not in a way that he loves it, but he finds it very interesting. So I will give you a synopsis. Please read it yourself. Don't take this is not legal advice. Any person performing construction work that requires a license and they're not licensed, they have no legal standing in Arizona's courts to sue for monies owed. Now, that's really problematic. to a variety of people that act as that do that are performing work that requires to be licensed without a license. Okay, so file a complaint if you've got a complaint. Talk to our folks. Always call us with any questions.
Can I say something too, Jeff?
Yes.
You know, if you think you've signed something and you think that just wasn't right, you feel it in your gut. You have 3 days on any signed contract, right? Like 3 day right of refusal.
I can't remember the exact is. It's something along that line.
If it's signed on your property.
On your property, okay. That kind of thing.
Good to know.
So,
thank you.
321158 is the minimum elements of a construction contract, too. Arizona State Revised Statute 321158. Look at that.
Thank you, Director. We appreciate your taking the time to.